The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Our final hour tonight coming up, we're going to talk some Notre Dame football. We're also going to spend some time talking about minor league baseball with Brendan King, our good friend there at South Bend. Right now, though, we turn it over to the star of our show. It's Network Indiana's Corbin Lingenfelter.
Thank you, Coach. It's great to be with you and Landon Coons on this Saturday night. Big night for baseball. As we get started with the Chicago Cubs and the Seattle Mariners, they're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 in favor of the Cubbies. Four hits on the day and one error for Chicago. Five hits for Seattle, one error for the Mariners. The Detroit Tigers were losers 11-5 to the Minnesota Twins in game one of a doubleheader. That game went 12 innings. Cincinnati Reds were winners 5-0 over the Chicago White Sox. Milwaukee Brewers won 11-5 over the Baltimore Orioles as well. Then in some game twos, game two of a doubleheader. This game was made up from April 11th as it was postponed. The Twins were winners over the Tigers 4-1. And in game two between the Yankees and Guardians, the Yankees came out on top 8-2. A final from Arizona as the Cardinals fall to the Diamondbacks 4-2, an 11-hit night for the Cardinals, just not enough to put runs on the board. Indiana High School scores. Mount Vernon takes down Gibson Southern 4-3. Calumet Christian wins 10-0 over Hammond Central. Fort Wayne Snyder wins over Fort Wayne Northrop 5-3. Bloomington North over Martinsville 7-4. Knightstown put up 20 to Eastern Hancock's 3 for the win. Leo wins 7-0 over Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. Oak Hill falls to Bluffton 7-1. Madison takes down Lanesville 11-4. Lakeland wins over Angola 6-0. Northview 13-11 winners over Danville. Western Boone takes down Pike 8-2. Evansville North takes down Tell City 10-0. North Central wins over Warren Central 5-0. Seeger over Riverton Park 10-0. Heritage Christian was winners 5-4 over Indy Genesis Homeschool. And Fort Wayne Southside wins 9-4 over Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran. Cloverdale falls to Greencastle 3-0. Indianapolis Cecina Memorial falls to Park Tudor 7-1. Pioneer takes down West Central 6-2. Connersville wins 15-6 over Lawrence Central. South Bend Adams wins over Kankakee Valley 3-1. Glenn over Tippecanoe Valley 12-2. Fairfield 10-0 winners over Central Normal. And North Montgomery was winners over Lafayette Jeff 4-1. Tecumseh falls to Vincennes Lincoln today 8-1. The Indiana Pacers are getting set for a date with the Atlanta Hawks at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The winner, the Pacers win. They've got the sixth seed in the playoffs. T.J. McConnell spoke on this after the loss to Cleveland last night.
I feel like we are all aware of it, but, you know, not pressing about it and making it a big deal. Obviously, the playoffs is where we want to go, and we have another opportunity to get there.
Indiana is one win away from having the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. That would be the first time they made the playoffs since 2018-2019, outside of that 2019-20 sort of weird year with COVID. Other scores in some minor league games. The Indianapolis Indians fell to the Toledo Mud Hens 13-4 tonight. South Bend Cubs were winners 11-3 over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. In hockey, In hockey, the Indy Fuel were winners in overtime over Kalamazoo, 3-2. And the Indy 11 fall tonight to Charleston, 4-2. The Indiana Hoosiers have gained themselves a transfer today, as Miles Rice has picked Indiana basketball after transferring from Washington State. Last season for Washington State, Rice earned the 2024 Pac-12 Freshman of the Year after redshirting his true freshman year. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Spring football going on around the state, around the country, and college football. Let's find out what's happening in South Bend. Irish 101's Lynn Clark joins me. Lynn, thanks so much for the call. Tell me about the book before we do this. Tell me all about the book.
Well, thank you for letting me talk about that, A Labor of Love. I've got a book on Notre Dame historical fiction that is going to debut next Saturday prior to the Blue Gold game at Augie's Locker Room. I've got a great illustrator, but many books have great illustrations that sit in closed books on shelves. So what we've done is we designed a poster that is going to be paired with an electronic book, and we hope to raise some monies for some athletic programs and scholarships.
Dr. Clark, you do know you're my idol. You are. I think this is great. What's the genesis of this project?
Well, I went through a little adversity last fall, Bob, and this was a way to keep me mentally sharp. I had put the bones of the story together a few years ago, and so
right.
I concentrated on it. But really, it takes you back to the year 1919, where a young boy and his dog discover Notre Dame, meet George Gipp, eventually the Four Horsemen in New Rockne, and then goes
right.
to education and ends up teaching at my alma mater, Portage High School, for 40 years, retiring in 1973.
You had me at George Gipp. How's that? No, actually, you had me at a boy and his dog. That's even better. All right, comes out on Saturday. What's the name of it again?
It's called Teddy and the Gipper, A Notre Dame Friendship.
Oh, I know an author. How about this? I have an author. I have a friend who's an author. This is good. All right, so are we winning the national title this year or not?
Well, I'll tell you what, defense looked very well today. Spring practice number 11 was held inside Notre Dame Stadium this morning as members of the media had a chance to view nearly 80 plays as the Fighting Irish went full pads in the scrimmage. The veteran-led defense under Al Golden, who begins his third season with the Fighting Irish, really
right.
won the blue jerseys. That designates the winning squad for the day, and that's the first time the defense has won it under the Marcus Freeman regime. It was highlighted by two pick sixes, one by Jaden Mickey and All-American Xavier Watts. A total of three interceptions on the day by the defense, eight unofficial sacks, and Marcus Freeman in his postgame press conference after practice stated that the Irish will have one of the best defenses in the country this coming season. Now on offense, quarterback Riley Leonard, wearing a brace around his right ankle, went through mm-hmm. warm-ups, but he did not participate in the scrimmage. However, the Duke transfer mm-hmm. stood behind the other quarterbacks to soak up as much information as possible. Steve Angeli was the number one quarterback, followed by Kenny Mitchie, and then freshman early enrollee C.J. Carr, who's the grandson of former Michigan head coach Lloyd Carr. Most
right,
of the scrimmage
right.
focused on the pass, and all the quarterbacks showed their strengths that range from the experience of Angeli, the speed and RPO ability of Kenny Mitchie, and then the potential of C.J. Carr. But really, it was the defense, the highlight of the afternoon, if you will, the standouts, wide receivers Cam Williams and sophomore Jaden Greathouse. And on defense, it was Xavier Watts, linebacker Jalen Sneed, and defensive lineman Boubacar Traor. They turned in some great performances. And in the post-practice press conference, Marcus Freeman talked about just preparing the players to play every play and then the team needing to get better in all facets of the game. The real competition for the spots will take place in fall camp.
Yeah. All right, looking ahead, what's the schedule look like?
Well, we got the next Saturday. It's going to be the blue gold game that will end spring practice. But, you know, you go to the last part of August when Notre Dame opens up the season down at College Station against Texas A&M. So it's going to be a red hot game, if you will, to start the season. But take it game by game. But right now the focus is on getting better through the last four practices, culminated in the blue gold game, and then really take a break and get ready for the fall camp.
You make it sound easy. Listen, I know people's expectations are really, really high, but I'm with you. If you're that good defensively, and you got, you know, Angeli has experience, you have some pieces that you could make a legitimate run.
Defense wins championships. There are more ways to score on defense than offense, and the defense looks really good. And of course, Jack Kaiser right there is the Will linebacker. You know, he was just doing his regular job today. He just went there and did his job. But also impressive was Drake Bowen, who took over the spot from two-time captain J.D. Bertrand. And so look for Drake Bowen and that Indiana connection in the linebacking core to really make a big difference on the field this coming fall. So great things expected for Notre Dame, as they always year, but this is the third year. This is really the measuring stick of the Marcus Freeman era.
He's Dr. Lynn Clark, Irish 101, and Teddy and his dog. That's it, right?
Teddy and Stacks, that's the name of the dog, but it will debut. I sent you it. I hope you have a chance to read it, and we'll talk more about it throughout the season.
Perfect. Lynn, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob.
I'm Corbin Lingvelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Let's start with some high school baseball. Homestead takes down Cathedral 3-0 today. Bethany Christian takes down Argos 11-0. Ileana Christian takes down Andrean 13-3. South Decatur wins over Switzerland County 7-2. Rochester takes down Caston 10-6. Salem takes down Crawford County 18-6. The Indianapolis Kings fall to Terre Haute South Vigo 6-0. LaPorte takes down Goshen 3-2. Crown Point falls to Penn 8-2 today. New Albany wins 1-0 over Charlestown. Owensboro Catholic falls to Evansville Modern Day by a final of 8-3. Bloomington South wins over East Central 13-3. Garrett takes down West Noble 11-4. Bloomfield was winners over Linton Stockton 10-5. Rossville winners 12-2 over Tipton. Greensburg falls to Columbus East 3-2. And Bar Reeve takes down South Spencer 8-0. Major League Baseball, top of the seventh inning, the Chicago Cubs. They've got a 1-1 lead over the Seattle Mariners, 2-1. Seattle has 5 hits. Chicago has 4 hits. Some games in minor leagues that happened earlier on. The South Bend Cubs were winners over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 11-3. And the Indianapolis Indians fell to the Toledo Mud Hens 13-4. Coming up tomorrow, Indiana Pacers are battling the Atlanta Hawks in a win and end game. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Let's talk some baseball. South Bend Cubs with a W beat the Timber Rattlers 11-3 tonight. The voice, a very happy voice of the South Bend Cubs, Brendan King, joins me. Brendan, swinging some serious stick tonight for the win over the Rattlers.
And much needed, Coach. After we talked last night, a doubleheader that between two games had a combined 4 runs between the two ball clubs. So offense was at a premium last night, a lot because of some poor wind conditions. Coach, I don't think you could have drawn it up better. It was 65 degrees. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was sunny. 4,000 people at Four Winds Field. It was perfect. And the game
it's almost tropical,
followed,
for heaven's sakes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And the game that followed, it was entertaining. I mean, 11-3 kind of sounds like a blowout, but after four innings of play, Wisconsin was up 3-0, Coach. South Bend scored all 11 of their runs between the 5th, 6th, and the 7th. So it's going to go down. Yeah, it is going to go down as a comeback win. And the bats came to life, Coach. Home run ball was in play. Cubs crushed two homers from the same man. His name's Felix Stevens, a big 6'5", 230-pound first baseman out of Cuba. And he was with us last year, too, Coach. Hit 25 home runs, and he's got his first two this year now. Came in back-to-back innings. The first one, a solo shot, got us on the board. Mm-hmm. That made it a 3-1 game. Next inning, it's a 3-2 game, still trailing. First three of the inning reach. You know what's coming next. Grand slam, dead center. 6-3 lead for the Cubbies. And the offense just came on coming, just kept coming, Coach. Flung some hot sticks, as you said, in 11-3, and Wisconsin wasn't able to mount a comeback. The bullpen was terrific.
It's one of those things where you just – one of those nights where everyone feeds off one another's success at the plate. You know, you kind of get that momentum, if you will. And everybody – I mean, everybody's moving the ball and moving it in an impressive fashion. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. Makes it easier for you as a starting pitcher and the pitching staff.
No question. And, you know, to talk about that from a Timmer Rattler perspective, Coach, what kind of gets lost in the box score of an 11-3 game is Wisconsin starter. His name is Alexander Corniel, 22-year-old from the Dominican. His first three innings were perfect, Coach. And actually, his only blemish after four innings, he gave up one single. So after four innings of play, it's a 3-0 game. Their starter has gone basically four perfect innings. And like you said, it really took one big push, and that was the Stevens home run in the fifth, which started it. And then, you know, the guys start to believe a little bit, and then suddenly the same starter that was spinning four perfect innings is giving up six runs. So that definitely gets lost in the box score, that a starter can have so much success, and then maybe the second or third time through the order, guys start to pick up what he's putting down, and they start to put barrels on baseballs.
All right, so nice series. So it wraps up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and it really has kind of turned on its head, Coach, because South Bend lost the first three games of the series. If you take into account the doubleheader last night, Wisconsin won on Tuesday and Wednesday. We were rained out on Thursday. Rattlers won game one of the twin bill, and like we talked about last night, Coach, if you're going to split a doubleheader, I want to win that second game because you're going to take the momentum into the next day. That's exactly what happened today, and suddenly, after losing the first three games of the series, South Bend with an opportunity to split the six-game set tomorrow.
So I'm still I haven't talked about this yet, but what is a timber rattler?
Well, their logo is a rattlesnake, so
hanging out of a tree.
No tree, but it is an intimidating-looking rattlesnake, and you'll appreciate this. You'll appreciate this. Their mascot, his name is very good. Their mascot's name is Fang, F-A-N-G. So that ends up working pretty good, right?
No, okay, I'm becoming more of a fan. I'm liking it more. Please tell me, do they have a mascot out there on the field dressed up like a snake?
Yeah, exactly. It's a. They have a snake mascot. His name is Fang.
Did he get up in the booth and hang out with you?
Well, not yet because we're at home. So, but we're going to go up there next month. So I'll be seeing soon.
No. You got. I have to have pictures. I mean, I really do. I have to have pictures of you and Fang in the booth. Promise me you're going to do this, okay?
Yeah, I will. But I'll tell you what, it's not every day that the road broadcaster and the mascot don't always get along. So off the start of the series, I'll have to get on good terms.
Just have to, you know, just do it for me. How's that? I don't ask much. I don't ask for much at all, frankly. And so you can make an allowance for this. All right. So who's on the hill tomorrow? What's that look like?
Right-hander Tyler Schlaefer, coach. He's got an interesting story. It's his first start in South Bend in two calendar years. Now, hang with me here as he got assigned to South Bend way back in 2022. That was the same year we won the Midwest League title. So he got called up. He was going to be a fixture of our starting rotation. And unfortunately, he pitched in one game at Four Winds Field in South Bend. And immediately after that game, got hurt and needed Tommy John surgery. He's been working his way back. It's been a full 2 years of rehab.
Wow.
And, Coach, I don't wish that on it. Tommy John rehab is something I would never wish on anybody ever.
No.
It is grueling.
No.
It's a thing where you're doing everything by yourself, and it's ugly. But this guy has been able to stand the test to 2 years and work his way back from Tommy John. What's intriguing is that he's still only 22 years old. Funny enough, he's from right around where I'm from in the Chicago suburbs, and he pitched at my rival high school. So now I'm covering him, which is a pretty fun story. And he's got a good fastball. He's got a good curveball, and it'll be good to see him on the bump tomorrow because you got to feel good for a guy, Coach, no matter the sport, when you have a serious injury and your career is threatened, for them to come back and put themselves in a position – to even be doing their job is super admirable.
No, I mean, it is, especially that surgery, as you point out. That's tough. And it's mind-boggling to me that there are certain parents who choose to have their son have elective Tommy John surgery to strengthen their arms and help their careers. It's inexplicable to me, to be perfectly blunt. But then again, what do I know?
It's something about the game. That's an ugly part of the game, Coach. And I agree with you. But unfortunately, like you said, it's elective surgery, and there's nothing anybody can do. It is totally the family's decision.
And, right.
It's just a part of the game that continues to pop up. But I will say, Coach, with the way that surgery has been kind of advanced, guys are coming back from that, and again, this is the difference. It's the difference between having it at 16 and having it at 22. If you have it at 22, with the way the surgery has advanced, guys are coming back, Coach, and throwing harder than before.
Oh, I know. No, I understand. Right.
So there are pros and cons, but absolutely, no child out there should be having Tommy John surgery at the age of 15.
I would hope not. All right. We got about a minute here. I want you to hang. You can hang on through this scoreboard update, can you not?
Of course I can.
All right. You heard my conversation with Dr. Clark about your beloved Irish. So we'll let you sound off on that. So how's that sound?
Sounds good to me, Coach.
All right. We'll come back after this scoreboard update with Corbin Lingenfelter, talk more baseball. With Brendan King, South Bend Cubs win tonight, 11-3 over the Timber Rattlers. They'll play again tomorrow. Corbin Lingenfelter coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Pacers fans, you are getting close to the end of the regular season at home. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with his Network Indiana scoreboard update. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Pacers will take on the Atlanta Hawks. Indiana wins. They're at the sixth seed in the playoffs. They lose. They could go anywhere between that eighth and sixth seed, yes. For Indiana, they have a pretty sizable injury report. Isaiah Jackson is questionable with left hamstring strain. Jalen Smith is questionable with left ankle sprain, and that's the same injury that Obi Toppin is battling right now with a left ankle sprain. The good news for the Pacers is there's a lot more guys out for the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow. Clint Capella is questionable on rest. Sadiq Bey is out due to a torn ACL. Jalen Johnson is out with that right ankle sprain. Seth Lundy is out with a ankle injury. Wesley Matthews is out as well. Onyeka Okongwu is out as well, and so is Dylan Windler. Indiana last won against Atlanta on January 12th, where they shot 67.1%. That's a franchise record in that 126-108 win in Atlanta. Indiana and the Hawks will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow. In the MLB, the Cubs, they've got themselves a one-run lead over the Seattle Mariners, 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Both teams with 5 hits on the day. The Cincinnati Reds were 5-0 winners over the Chicago White Sox earlier on. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back. Brendan King rejoins us on Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. South Bend Cubs, 11-3 over the Timber Rattlers. All right, so help me understand. We seem to have a rash of injuries in the bigs, right, to pitchers. Seem to have some problems. Am I accurate in that? Is that an accurate statement?
I think there's more than usual. Now, I'm with you, Coach. I think the way that things are working nowadays with guys signing deals later, I think it's having an effect. You don't give your body the proper preparation for getting ready for 162. For example, he's fine, but obviously there's some things to answer. Jordan Montgomery signed literally right before the season started. The Arizona back did fire actually his agent Scott Boras, because Boras waited until the very last minute, and Montgomery had to sign a 1-year deal. He was looking for 6-7 years, but he didn't get a full on spring training. So I think if a guy like Jordan Montgomery gets hurt in Arizona, I think people are going to be drawn to that right away, because that's a great example of, all right, he was training on his own. That's an entire different world than MLB spring training at facility. So,
right,
Justin
right.
Verlander had a pretty good answer to that the other day. I don't know if it's necessarily prep. This is what Verlander was saying. He was just talking about this aging. Greg Maddux, I'm glad anymore. Guys are happy to throw 88. Seamer, right? Every single guy is they're putting everything he gets in the fastball and trying to get this induced vertical break, is what they call it on defenders.
Right.
It's unique. It's unique. To answer your question, I think it's a mix of A, guys signing way late, his pitchers that are putting everything they've got into every single pitch and just tearing up their elbow.
Hey, we're having trouble with our reception with you. Okay, so we're gonna here. How about we do this? How about we disconnect you, and you call us right back, and we'll see if we get a better connection.
It.
Is that all right? Can we do that?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. We call us right back, and we'll continue to talk. Brendan King with us. Hey, you know, live radio technology. these things happen. We all have to be adjustable. We all have to be willing to do that. When he comes back, we're gonna ask him about the big club, about the Chicago Cubs, because we know we have a lot of Cubs fans here in the state of Indiana. So. We'll do that. Coming up, we have one more scoreboard update, and we appreciate you waiting around. Corbin Lingenfelter has done a great job and all that. All right, Brendan King, let's try this again. Tell me about the big club. Tell me about the Chicago Cubs. What's new with these guys?
First of all, sorry about my connection. I guess South
no problem.
Being too kind. I think, first of all, they're in Seattle tonight, and on the weekend they'll go to Arizona. Just got done with a good trip in San Diego. Christopher Morel, 2019 South Bend Cub, at a big grand slam in San Diego. Starting rotation has looked sharp, Coach, and on the mound tonight against the Mariners, Shota Imanaga, the new Japanese signee, the left-handed pitcher. I was lucky enough to be at his introductory press conference back in January. He actually signed, Coach, at Cubs convention. So in the midst of thousands of Cubs fans, here's Imanaga flying in from Japan to sign this contract. And I was lucky enough to attend the press conference, and he's been a great addition to the roster. Struck out 9 in his big league debut at Wrigley Field. He pitched against the Dodgers last week. He struck out Shohei Ohtani, which, of course, is not an easy task. And he's looked great. Michael Busch, who the Cubs traded for from the Dodgers, just hit a home run against Seattle. It's his third straight game with a homer. So I think there are immediately some questions answered for the Cubs about role players needing to perform. And then you pair that with re-signing Cody Bellinger. Dansby Swanson's in year 2 of a 7-year deal. So all in all, I think things are going according to plan in Craig Counsell's first year as manager.
Outstanding. That's outstanding. That brings great joy to you and others. So you heard my conversation with Dr. Lynn Clark about your beloved Notre Dame Irish. What did you think of that? I mean, I put him on the spot. I mean, I'm going to win the national title or not. That was my question.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Riley Leonard injury is really going to hold up some things. But I also, Coach, I did hear Dr. Clark mention how good the defense is going to be. I'm fully on board with that. To me, actually, the concern, Coach, is the running back room, because we talked a lot about this last year where I thought the Irish, minus a Georgia, right, had the best running back room in the country. Audric Estime has moved on. He's going to the NFL. Audric Estime, simply put, he's one of the best running backs in Notre Dame history. And that is not said with any sort of disrespect to anybody else. The guy put up numbers that nobody else has at Notre Dame at the running back position, simply put. So that's a major loss for Notre Dame. I think what they lost in the running back room, they've gained in the wide receiver room. But also, you're kind of in a position, as Dr. Clark said, that you haven't been with Marcus Freeman, and that's, over the last couple years, the defense has not been able to win you games. Notre Dame has needed to outscore pretty much everybody they've played in order to win. But now you're in a position where, okay, the defense, they can get a stop, and that can change the complexion of the game, and that hasn't necessarily been a Notre Dame kind of wavelength over the last number of years.
Well said. I like it. That's very well said. And so when you're coming back to work the race, is that right? Will you be back for the race?
I'll be back for the race and then some, Coach. I will be doing the track updates here on Network Indiana and then our flagship stations, The Fan and WIBC. So lucky enough to do that for qualifying and practices. And then you bet I'll be at the greatest spectacle in racing. I can't wait.
Nice of the Cubs to let you do this because, it's going to be fun, and there's no question. That's coming up pretty soon. It's really coming up pretty soon, and you're pretty good at it, and it's I'm excited about what's coming up. Obviously, IndyCar going to start get back in action soon. I think next week, and then once they get started, they're rolling. And May will be here, as you recognize, before we know it.
It's going to be fun, Coach. I mean, a guy like Kyle Larson entering the 500, pairing that with the already guys that are in the circuit. I mean, Joseph Newgarden last year finally getting that 500. You know, Marcus Ericsson will probably be back with a vengeance. And then kind of my favorite storyline, Coach, as it is every year, Elio going for number 5. It is history on the line. And I can't imagine what the scene would be if that ever happened. That would be nuts.
All right, Brendan King. Have a great, great night. Good luck to the Cubs tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach. Much love. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 1 minute until we get Corbin Lingenfelter and our final scoreboard update of the night. Appreciate you listening and staying with that. To that end, don't forget to join us next weekend and spend more time on some spring football around the state. Also, talk some all-star basketball. The team was announced, boys' team was announced earlier this week. So we'll talk about those kinds of things. Corbin Lingenfelter coming up. Last scoreboard update of the night. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. We're getting you set for Pacers. We got baseball scores. But let's start off with a little bit of women's basketball. Coming up on Monday is a day that Fever fans have had circled for a while, as the Indiana Fever will be on the clock with the first overall pick. They're expected to take Iowa star Caitlin Clark with that first selection. But for fans of Indiana Hoosier basketball, they could hear one of their players' names be called as well. Mackenzie Holmes, Indiana's all-time leading scorer, is projected to go in the second round of the Connecticut Suns. In her senior year, Holmes notched 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks in a win over Iowa back at Assembly Hall. The WNBA draft will start at 7:30 on ESPN on Monday night. For the Indiana Pacers, they will be taking on the Atlanta Hawks at 1 o'clock tomorrow. This is a crucial game for the Pacers, as if they win, they get to be in the playoffs for the first time since the 2018-2019 season. Indiana won the first matchup back on January 12th over the Hawks, and they're looking for their first season sweep of Atlanta since that 2018-2019 season. In Major League Baseball, bottom of the eighth inning, the Cubs are up 4-1 on the Seattle Mariners. Earlier on today, the Cincinnati Reds won 5-0 over the Chicago White Sox. Brewers won 11-5 over the Orioles. And the St. Louis Cardinals fell to the Diamondbacks 4-2. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Corbin Lingenfelter, I know you're finished, but you're not finished, brother. You got to spend time with me. On the scoreboard updates.
Thank you, sir. I love spending time with you.
You're a good man. A good man. So, Pacers and the Hawks tomorrow at 3 o'clock, correct?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Or 1 o'clock, whatever you say. 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a big game tomorrow, and the Pacers, they really want to see Gainbridge Fieldhouse filled to the Raptors, standing room only.
Oh, it will be.
Insert here. It's also Fan Appreciation Day tomorrow as well, so it's going to be a big one.
Well, it's big on a number of levels. One is, the playoff implications, obviously. Secondly, it's been, irrespective of how it ends, it's been a great season for a young team. The rebuild has gone, in my estimation, quicker than what they had anticipated or what anyone could have expected. You have electrifying players, and Tyrese Halliburton and others. It'd be great to have Mathurin, because he's one of those kinds of guys who can really, really play. But it's everything about them. They're fun. They play hard. They play the right way. T.J. McConnell is becoming a cult figure in our town. How do you not like a guy like that, the way he plays? So everything about it is good. They've been in this playoff-type mode of having to win to get in the playoffs and not be in the play-ins and those kinds of things. So there's a lot going on in this game tomorrow, not the least of which is you can help yourself out playoff-wise.
Yeah, and you were mentioning a lot of things there, and a couple things is the Pacers have a chance to break some very long droughts in the NBA. They're 47 points away from reaching 10,000 for the season, and unless something really bad happens tomorrow, which I doubt it will, the last team to reach 10,000 points was 40 years ago when the Denver Nuggets went over that mark during the 83-84 season.
That's pretty cool.
And right. Indiana is also 19 assists away from hitting 2,500 as a team for the season.
Wow.
And last time that happened was in 1978 and 79 when the Phoenix Suns
right.
did it. So you could see some history being made in Gainbridge Fieldhouse tomorrow.
And those are two tremendous stats, too. I mean, they really are. I mean, you're scoring, but you're being unselfish in how you do it. And that's one of the fun things about this group is they're all willing passers. And I think they really, truly like each other and enjoy playing with one another. And you can tell how hard they play. That's a big factor. And so do we have any idea who they might face when they get in the playoffs?
I knew you were going to ask me that. So it could be a number of teams. So Indiana, if by chance they do move up to the 5 seed, they'll either have Milwaukee or the Knicks, just depending on how that – excuse me. They'll have the Knicks or the Cavs, just depending on how those two teams finish out their seasons.
Right.
Or they could be facing off against Milwaukee as the 6 seed, and then it's just really – however the rest of the play-in turns out if they do so happen to fall tomorrow to Atlanta if they're knocked out of the 6 seed. So it's kind of up in the air. We won't really know until the final buzzer goes on the games on Sunday, and we'll probably have a better idea on Monday.
Yeah, you know what? When people tell you that every game, it's an 82-game season, but they're all important, here's an example of why they're important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, it gets down to this. When and you're in, when and you help yourself, positioning-wise, all that. They very definitely all really matter. So there's that, I suppose. All right, we got a final break here, Corbin. Stick around. We got much more to talk about.
Sounds good, Coach.
Coming up. Oh, great. Great. Corbin Lingenfelter. Still with us. We're going to talk more basketball. Short break. Final break. Some final thoughts. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven to SaveLives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up, no age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list, and there are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Once again, that very important website is driventosavelives.org. Corbin Lingenfelter back with me one more time. What's up in the Masters? I don't pay much attention to it. Don't hurt me, don't hit me, all that stuff. I haven't paid any attention to it at all. So tell me what's going on.
Yeah, Coach, right now it looks like Scheffler is currently on top in the Masters leaderboard, closely followed behind Morikawa and Homa down in the second and third spots. And those are some huge jumps for all of them, because Scheffler was at 6, Homa was at 6, and Morikawa was at 3rd prior to today. So it's going.
What's the weather forecast? Are they going to have good weather to wrap it up?
Let me find that out for you.
It's such a difficult course, and weather obviously makes it more difficult. So I just know that it's a whole lot of people really, 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 love that event.
Yeah, it should be beautiful. 83 degrees and sunny tomorrow. So
okay, perfect. Well, that's good. Good for them. Good for, absolutely good for them. WNBA draft is Monday night?
Correct. Yes, at 7:30.
Is there any way they don't take Caitlin Clark. Is that even mentioned by anybody?
I mean, I haven't heard it, but I was joking around with Pat Boylan on Pacers Weekly this morning, and they had Lynn Dunn on with Eddie White, and they just kept kind of like, oh, we're going to go and we're going to sit down and reevaluate everything today and make our board and decide. And I looked at Pat and said, is this just a shroud, or are we really thinking about not taking the best college basketball player in arguably all time with the number one overall pick? So I'm assuming
one of the most prolific scorers in the history of college basketball, irrespective if it's men's or women's.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me, yeah, we got to evaluate this.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look at what she did for the game.
Listen, I'll play along too. I'm good. I'll play along.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. I hope it works out well. It's certainly a lot of fun. Corbin, great job. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Also, great job by Landon Coons. Landon, have a wonderful week. Thank you so much to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And thanks to all of you for 30 years. You've made us the most listened to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.